Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, who was separated unto the gospel of God, a chapter from his epistle to the Corinthians. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, we put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, the unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness or nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of his age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Grace the Father be with all of you. Amen.